for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2021 Lake Hamilton Bible Camp April Virtual Zoom Meeting. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hamilton Bible Camp's director, Merrill Miller. Saturday evening, April the 17th, 2021, Carla Butod is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Breaking Bondage of the Fear of Death. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And the disciples said, well, who's sinned? You know, because they were aware of generationally inherited curses. Who sinned that this man should be blind? Jesus said, nobody. Not his parents and not him, but that the glory of God might be made manifest. Listen, Jesus wants to be glorified in the earth, even now, even today. We were supposed to pick up where he left off. So pray over your own body, or if you're married, have your husband pray for you, because there, God showed me in Ephesians 5 where it says the husband is the head of the wife. Even, this is powerful, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church. And he, the subject is the husband, is the savior, little s, of the body, little b. Jesus Christ is the savior, capital S. Everywhere else in the New Testament, the word savior is capitalized and means Jesus Christ. But in Ephesians 5:23, it is not capitalized because it's referring to the husband. And he is the savior, little s, of the body, the family. So if the husband is equal in the home as Jesus is in the church over the body of Christ, that is very powerful. I wish that all men understood that scripture. When I understood it, I started going to my husband. Did my husband understand it? Not really, but he would do it. And guess what? Very powerful. He could just lay his hands on me and pray for me. And I mean, whatever it was, that was the end of it. Because in the home, he has the same, he's in the same position as Jesus is in the church. And he has the same anointing in that place to perform the things that Jesus did in the church. He can do that in the home. It's amazing. If we could understand the position that God has given our husbands, it's wonderful. Wonderful. It's changed my whole perspective of my husband. Okay, so God is able to do what nobody else can do. That's what I want us to walk away from tonight, that God is able to do what nobody else can do. You know, my mama, again, 95, healthy. The only problem that my mother has in her body is she has trouble eating now, because she had a scope done for about 4 years ago. And when they put that instrument down in her throat in order to put the camera in, they damaged her esophagus. And I mean, the minute she came home from, I was with her in the hospital, we got home. And immediately, even before, in the car, it was, I was like, Mama, what is the matter? She said, feels like there's something stuck in my throat. So, of course, my son is a doctor, so I called him up, and I said, Wade, ever since Mom had that scope done, he said, oh, don't tell me. Is she clearing her throat a lot? And I said, yes. What is that? And he said, well, sometimes they damage the esophagus when they put that instrument down there. And now she has this little pocket that stuff gets stuck in. I mean, she can take a vitamin and later in the day bend over to pick up something and the vitamin pops out of that pocket. It's very uncomfortable. And now it's even getting to where she gets choked, which is, I mean, my mother, when she had this scope done, probably weighed about 165 or 70. Today she told me she weighs 113. That's how much weight she has lost because she can't eat. You know, people talk about the vaccine. I have not said a whole lot about it, but I would not for anything take the vaccine. You know, even Frank Marzullo Jr., several years ago, I went to the warfare conference in Beaumont, and he was there on a cane. And I said, Frank, what happened? He said, well, years ago, he had had open heart surgery. And they came out with this new, it was the pneumonia shot when they came out with the pneumonia shot. And the doctor told him that he really should consider having that shot. He recommended it highly. So Frank was a little not sure, whatever. But anyway, he took the shot and he had a stroke. He honestly thought, he gave this testimony at the conference, that he actually thought he was going to die after he had that shot. I have another good friend whose mother was going to take an out-of-the-country trip, and they make you take certain shots. She took the shots, and within 2 hours, she was a quadriplegic. You know, I know that medicine, I know they want to help us, but if I had Jerry McGee here, she could tell you the, what is it, not the odds, but the statistics on medical mistakes. My brother, same brother with the truck and everything else, had an arteriogram done about 3 years ago, and his heart actually stopped beating when they were doing the arteriogram. And they didn't have any shocker paddles in there, and so they had to cut him in the other groin and put a live wire and manually shock his heart back. He was gone for like 3 minutes, I think. But, you know, I know things have gotten to be so routine. You know, it was an outpatient, very routine, no big deal, yet he died. And also, another friend of mine, this was years ago, but she was having these weak spells, and they told her she needed open heart surgery. So she had the open heart surgery done. She was 72 when she had it done, and she went through the surgery beautifully, but had a stroke in recovery and was bedridden for 13 years before she died. I'm like, Lord, I want you to be my physician. You know, I want to come to you when I've got something wrong. He made us, and he is our healer. He said, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So having fear about this virus, all these shots that they're wanting to give you, the shingles shot, the pneumonia shot, all these shots. And honestly, if you've ever gotten, like, I've had a toothache and they gave me antibiotics. If you read that thing, and when I was pregnant, I had a toenail fungus, and so they were going to give me this medicine. Well, you can't take it while you're pregnant. Well, you can't take it while you're breastfeeding. And, you know, you read the thing, and, oh, my goodness, it's everything that can kill you. If you really read these things, you would never want to take any of this medicine. But we do, you know, because ultimately we could die. and it's a bondage. It is a torture. All of these things that we are fearing become torment. The word says, let me see, where did I write that down? Okay. There is no fear in love. And God is love, is he not? God is love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love, the perfect love of God, casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. And this whole situation around the COVID has been a huge torment to people, mentally tormenting, emotionally tormenting, physically tormenting, financially tormenting. It has been a huge torment to people. And then, of course, there's torment over the vaccine. Should you take it? Should you not take it? There's torment if you don't. There's torment if you do. You hear, you know, that people have died after the vaccine. There's just too much that they don't really know yet. And I don't want to be, I mean, if it was 1 in 1,000 that might have complications, well, that's what I was told when I went to have back surgery when I was, before I was saved. 1 in 1,000 will have complications. Well, I guess the other 999 had gone through because I hemorrhaged after surgery and almost died. So I don't say these things to instill fear in you. I'm hoping to almost push you to strengthen your faith, to trust God with your bodies because he made your bodies, and to put away this torment from you. So there's so much more, but I don't want to keep y'all long. I hope that there's been something said tonight that can bring you to a certain place of peace about fearing this virus, and putting your trust in God. We must look at the word and know that God meant what he said, and trust him with your life and with the life of your family. Many people are afraid for their children. I got a letter from a woman who, her daughter was a teacher in a preschool. In order for her to keep her job, she had to take the vaccine. And the mother, knowing a lot of this stuff about the vaccine, was terrified. And so I sent her a prayer. One of the things that I pray, like when I pray for, say, somebody who's had a stroke, I break the curse of death, command the spirit of death to get out, break the power of the spirit of infirmity and strokes off of the person, and command all of those spirits to get out in Jesus' name. And then I speak a reversal. Remember, it said, commence, to make active, to make alive. I speak a reversal to the damage. I speak resurrection life into any cells that were killed. You know, if you have brain damage, then I speak life into those cells that were damaged by whatever caused it. So we can do that. My daughter took an overdose of some kind of pill one time. It was very serious because I called 911 and said, listen, I don't know if I should be concerned or not. But my daughter has taken something called yellow jackets, and then Katie just starts losing it behind me. Mom, I can't feel my hands or my face. And the lady said, is that your daughter? And I said, yes. She said, we're sending an ambulance. Give me directions, you know. So I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, do I need to be scared? I didn't feel scared, but it was serious. So Katie was in such a panic that she wanted me to drive her down to the highway because we lived way out in the woods, and she was afraid they wouldn't find her. So I'm driving down the dirt road. It's 8 miles. And she's hanging on to my arm like this, like she's hanging on to an anchor. and my arm is up in the air and she's hanging on to it and just freaking out. And I just started to pray whatever I could. I just, Lord, I bind the spirit of death. Lord, I speak to those chemicals in her blood. I speak neutralization to them right now in the name of Jesus. I was very creative in my prayer because I prayed for exactly what I wanted to happen. And just, I mean, like 5 seconds later, she totally relaxed and sat back in her chair in the car and said, Mama, God just told me that I'm not going to die. And she was just totally at peace. We got down to the ambulance. We met him at a railroad track and got out of the car and they hooked her up to everything. And, they said, well, we think the worst of it is past. She probably won't sleep for 3 days. And on the way home, I said, and I break that curse in Jesus' name. You will sleep and you will sleep well. And she did, you know. So when you pray, don't worry about praying wrongly. God says in Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing. But in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And that is one of the scriptures, prayer scriptures that I really live by. The other is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And then in Matthew 6:25-33, you know, the flowers in the field and everything that you need, he knows you have need of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added. You can't work for them. You can't earn them. But they are added to you when you seek first him and his kingdom and his righteousness. So I encourage you tonight to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. He can keep you. He can heal you. So if you're needing healing tonight, let's go to him right now. You know, if there's anything in your body that is needing healing, it doesn't matter what you've done up to this point, but tonight as his word went forth, I pray that the power to heal is present with you right now and you can appropriate that, like pick it up like your fire extinguisher and appropriate this healing, what Jesus has done for you in your own body. Let's see. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just cover every one of us with your precious blood again. We thank you for shedding your blood that has made it possible for us to be healed of whatever we have, whatever is wrong in our bodies. Proverbs 3:1-8 says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablets of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. That word navel in Strong's Concordance means the center of strength. Health to the center of strength and marrow to thy bones. And bones is the body, the substance. Okay. Just make sure I didn't leave out anything important. I'm sure there's some things in here that I should have said that I didn't, but I just trusted in the Lord to say whatever needed to be said, that you could hear the Spirit of the Lord in whatever was said. Okay, so Father, right now, I just want all of you to bow your heads and close your eyes and say, Father, from the time I was born to this day, death has been working in me unhindered. Today, I confess that I have even cooperated with the spirit of death by agreeing with the world that everything they say has to happen to me at a certain time. Forgive me for agreeing with doctors or diagnoses, agreeing with the negative words spoken to me by well-meaning friends and family, even words that may have come out of my own mouth that were cursing myself or cursing others with death, with sickness, with disease, with afflictions, with infirmities, and with fear. Lord, forgive me. I repent. Today, I want to speak the words of life. Holy Spirit, I ask you to help me watch the words of my mouth from this day forward. Help me to speak words of life and edification. I come into agreement today with your word, and I now break and renounce every word spoken curse that has come out of my mouth. Now I take authority and break the curse of death off of every person. I break the curse of death off of you that came through Adam and Eve. I break the power of that curse of death, and I command the spirit of death, get out. Get out of your body. Get out of your minds. Get out of your bones. Get out of your heart, all your organs, in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that spirit of death, and I declare that you have been abolished. Death, you have been abolished by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It is written that he tasted death for every one of us. I come against the curses of generationally inherited infirmities that have been working in your bodies that have not been dealt with. I bind and break all inherited infirmities in the name of Jesus and command you to get out of their bodies now. Okay, so now you know in your family what generational curses there are, so you can name those. So just call them out. We break them right now. Every generationally inherited curse, the spirit of infirmity, I break your power in the name of Jesus. The spirit of death, all diseases in the body, I break your power and command you to get out of God's people. All diseases of the eyes that came from the spirit of death, all cataracts and glaucoma, macular degeneration, blindness, floaters and any diseases of the eye, I break your power and command you to come out of God's people. So if you have a condition in your eye, name it right now. I come against strokes in the eyes and all blindness. I bind you and break your power in Jesus' name. All nearsightedness and farsightedness, presbyopia, lazy eye in Jesus' name. All diseases of the eye right now, I bind you and rebuke you and render you powerless. I break the spirit of death in our eyes in Jesus' name. And I speak a quickening right now to your eyes in the name of Jesus. A restoration, a reversal of that gradual subsiding spirit of death that's been working in your eyes. I come against all diseases of the ears, all diseases of the ears right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind and break the power of that deaf and dumb spirit that is a ruler over all the conditions in the ears in Jesus' name. All ringing in the ears, all fungus in the ears, anything that has been a problem in your ears, earaches, inner ear problems, that dizziness thing. I can't think of the name of it right now. You know what I'm talking about, though. You can't even walk when you have
vertigo.
It.
Vertigo?
Yes. All vertigo. I bind you and break your power and command you to come out of God's people. I come against all the digestive diseases, all the spirits, all the disease in your digestive system, whatever problems you have in your stomach or your esophagus or your intestines, in your mouth, your esophagus, your throat, your stomach, your spleen, your gallbladder, all of your soft tissue organs in your torso. Those are called, in the Bible, they're referred to as bowels. It could be your heart. It could be your lungs. Every digestive disease right now in the name of Jesus, ulcers and GERD and acid reflux, inability to eat, hemorrhoids, whatever your condition is, call it out right now, and I bind it and break its power and command it to get out of your body right now in the name of Jesus. I come against all fear spirits now, all fear spirits, fear of death, fear of getting old, fear of dying, fear of suffering. You go now in Jesus' name, fear of cancer, fear of the future, fear of the unknown. I bind you and break your power and command you to go. All fear spirits, you go in Jesus' name. I bind you and command you to go. The spirit of death over all fear spirits in Jesus' name. The bondage to the fear of death, I break your power. We break those chains of bondage right now in Jesus' name. I come against all tumors, cysts, muscular problems, neurological problems, all circulatory problems in Jesus' name. I break your power. All heart disease, diseases of the heart, you go in Jesus' name. I speak healing to the heart right now. Hearts be healed. Eyes be healed in the name of Jesus. Ears be healed in the name of Jesus. Digestive systems be healed. In the name of Jesus, I come against all diseases in the mind, all mental problems, all Alzheimer, forgetfulness. You go in the name of Jesus. All gradual diminishing of the mind. Go in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of death at work in your mind now in Jesus' name. All headaches. All migraine headaches, aneurysms, be healed in the name of Jesus. I bind you and command you to go. All mental illness, insanity, I break your power off God's people and command you to go in Jesus' name. All insanity, bipolar, I bind you and break your power. Bipolar, you get out of God's people in Jesus' name. Oppression, depression. Go in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of death that wants to lead us and guide us into suicide. I break all suicidal spirits, thoughts of suicide, death wishes, wishing you'd never been born. I bind you and break your power in Jesus' name. I activate the mind of Christ. If you've received Jesus, you have, the word says that you have the mind of Christ. And he does not have mental problems. Jesus does not have Alzheimer's. He does not have forgetfulness. And neither should you in your mind of Christ. He is not oppressed or depressed. I come against all oppression, depression, unable to see the future, not wanting to live any longer. I bind you and break your power. I come against all diseases of the organs, all diseases in your organs, whatever your disease is in whatever organ, I say be healed in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the spirit of death that works in the brain, the heart, the liver. I speak healing to your liver in Jesus' name. I say kidneys be healed. Chronic kidney problems, kidney stones. I break your power in Jesus' name. apply the blood of Jesus to your liver, to your kidneys, to your brain, your heart, your lungs in the name of Jesus, your skin, all skin problems, psoriasis and itching and whatever, warts, whatever is a problem in the skin, I break the power of those diseases of the skin and command them to go in Jesus' name. I say, skin be healed in Jesus' name. I speak healing to your stomach. I speak healing to your uterus. I speak healing to the ovaries, the prostate, testicular cancers. I bind you and break your power. All cancers of the male organs go in Jesus' name. Your intestines, I say, be healed. Colon, be healed in the name of Jesus. Healing to the pancreas, gallbladder, and hernias, be healed in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the spirit of death at work in our entire bodies. I speak life and regeneration, a quickening to your mortal bodies, a reversal of damage from any disease. I speak a reversal of damage right now, and I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I come against the fear of COVID, the fear of getting COVID in the name of Jesus, and the spirit of death, the spirit of infirmity of COVID. I break that bondage of the fear of COVID, the fear of concentration camps, the fear of forced vaccines, the fear of possibly taking the mark of the beast and not knowing about it. I really don't think that. I think if you're going to take the mark of the beast, you're going to know it. Fear for your children and fear of being tortured and executed. And I come against the fear of every bad report, everything that you've watched on YouTube, all the fear mongering. I break the power of that fear in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I come against all the anxiety, panic attacks. Go in the name of Jesus. Worry, fret, heart trouble caused by fear, blood pressure problems, insomnia. I break insomnia and I speak healing to the sleep cycle in your brain so that you can sleep. And all terror, I speak to terror, that megarmisavid, which means terror on every side. I break the fear and terror in your life. And Father, right now, I ask you to pour out your perfect love on your people, your perfect love that casts out all fear, all the torment. I speak to every tormenting spirit. I command you to cease and desist. Go in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your shed blood. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for delivering us from destruction, Lord. And I just speak life, 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 resurrection life into your people. Lord, restore to us the joy of our salvation and the joy to live with you and to live in your presence every day. We thank you for that. We can't thank you enough for that. Thank you for peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for loving us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carla. Thank you for the word that you brought us tonight and this morning. A word of healing, a word of cleansing, a word that takes away the fear that is in men and women these days. We have no fear because we dwell in the hiding place of the Lord. We dwell under his wings. We have no fear. Father, I thank you for these meetings that have come to an end. We now close, and we will have more meetings coming up in 6 or 7 weeks. So Watch for our announcement. You're dismissed and we're done.
God bless you.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes, Nicole, it's so good to see you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com.
There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.